The first grant funded Wisconsin's Deaf-Blind Technical Assistance Project. The program served 170 Wisconsin children from birth through age 21 who live with both vision and hearing loss. The second was the State Personnel Development Grant. Those funds were used to train and retain special education teachers. Both programs were in the middle of five-year grant cycles. The federal agency said the programs conflicted with the priorities of the current administration. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the loss of funding will make it difficult to serve Wisconsin's most vulnerable children. The Department of Public Instruction plans to appeal the decision to end both grant programs. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.